Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to continue our series that we started kind of a while ago called the Side Hustle Face-Off, where I'm going to compare different side hustles to becoming a virtual assistant. So back in episode 261, I compared what it's like to work in direct sales versus becoming a virtual assistant. And in this episode, I want to compare virtual assistants to affiliate marketing. So I know so many people are like talking about how amazing affiliate marketing is. And so I really want to break that down for y'all so you understand what the benefits are, what the cons are, and how they both compare to each other. So with affiliate marketing, the benefits are that you typically are selling a product that a lot of people already believe in. It's kind of like direct sales. It's a product that probably already has a ton of reviews and that you can easily showcase that other people have enjoyed that product. Just like also with direct sales, a lot of the marketing materials are probably already going to be done for you. You might have to create like custom videos or whatever, but whatever website they go to buy that product, it's already going to be built. Like you don't have to build it yourself. So that's really great there. Now, the cons of affiliate marketing is that just like with direct sales, it's not your own business. Okay. You don't own it. And if that company goes under, then you lose that affiliate income. Also, with affiliate marketing, you have to have a lot of customers in order to make a decent income. Like, for example, if you're sharing affiliate products from Amazon, you're only going to get like a couple cents on a per dollar for whatever somebody's buying. So it's going to take like a lot of people buying that product from you in order to make a decent income. And if you don't have like a big level of followers, then it's really, really hard to do. Not impossible, but it's really hard. Okay. Now, with becoming a virtual assistant, it's your own business. You have full control of your pay, of how much you work, of the services you offer, etc. You also have multiple clients as a virtual assistant, so you're never going down to zero income. And you only need 3 to 5 clients to make a decent income. 3 to 5 people need to say yes to hiring you for you to be able to fully replace your income. Versus with affiliate marketing, you probably need at least hundreds, and that's not going to be recurring every month, usually. So you would have to keep getting those new hundreds of clients every single month. But with virtual assistants, you just need that same 3 to 5 clients offering them a recurring service so you can make that decent income. Also, the benefit of becoming a virtual assistant is that you just rely on yourself and the work that you're doing. You're not relying on others and how they run their business. You're not worried about, you know, the company going under that you're working for, because you get to decide if you ever quit your company or not because you created it. Now, the cons of virtual assistants is that, yes, it's a little bit more work upfront to get it going. You do have to create your own marketing plan and you need to build up that trust in others. But these are all things that can be easily overcome. And I'm going to be teaching you how to overcome a lot of these in the free workshop coming up on April 18th. where I'll be teaching you the 5 P's you need to know to become a profitable virtual assistant. So if you're not registered for that yet, go sign up. We've already got hundreds of women signed up for this workshop. You can register at arianavernier.com/free-workshop or find that link in the show notes. Can't wait to see you there. Can't wait to pour into you and answer all of your amazing questions about becoming a virtual assistant. But if it wasn't already clear in this episode, I do think becoming a virtual assistant is the best side hustle you can do. You can do it while you're still doing your 9-to-5 until it gets to the point to where you want to leave your 9-to-5. But even if you don't, if you just want to do it as a side hustle forever, becoming a virtual assistant is the way to go. I think it trumps every other side hustle out there. That's just me. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.